Good morning. It is Sunday, June 30th, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by the City of Eureka Springs, trademarked the Wedding Capital of the South, featuring a variety of wedding venues, caterers, and reception halls for the intimate event to the opulent. Information regarding wedding packages, tips, parties, and luncheons available at eurekasprings.org/weddings.
Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, new outdoor workout equipment is installed, a new art exhibit opens, and a new book is published.
But first, this weekend marks the end of the fiscal year for many organizations. Perhaps coincidentally or not coincidentally, several of the week's news stories for the past 7 days were connected to money. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has this morning's Week in Review.
Nonprofit organizations in Rogers will soon have to pay more money to rent city-owned baseball fields for tournaments. Recently, the city's Parks and Recreation Commission decided to eliminate the price breaks given to nonprofit organizations. Barney Hayes is the city's parks director.
Back several years ago when we only had four softball fields, at that point in time we're hosting like three tournaments a year, we were able to give some financial discounts to nonprofit organizations. Now then, we've moved into a different scenario with six softball fields and 20-plus tournaments during the year. And it's just putting more and more strain and more time on our staff to prep the fields, more expenses for the electricity on the lighting, the paper products. It's just costing us a lot more money now that we have 20-some tournaments and six fields.
Hayes says that the change in fee structure will put park fees for renting fields in Rogers more in line with the policies of the rest of the large cities in Northwest Arkansas.
We were the only city that gave some discount to nonprofit organizations with the proper paperwork from the federal government certifying that they were nonprofit. The bigger cities surrounding us do not give that discount.
Though he wouldn't give specific numbers, Hayes says that the nonprofits looking to rent one field for one day would likely pay 2 to 3 times more than they currently pay for field rentals, depending on what services the organization requested with the field rental. Another type of group entirely was on the hook to pay a sizable sum of money this past week. An activist group opposing construction of the Keystone XL pipeline in Oklahoma stopped construction work at a pump station in Seminole, Oklahoma, about 100 miles southwest of Muskogee. 8 members of the Great Plains Tar Sands Resistance chained themselves to equipment at the work site, and 3 of those members are from Fayetteville. Eric Whalen is the spokesperson for the group.
We had 4 people who locked their arms using metal pipe through the tread of a earth excavator in order to prevent that piece of equipment from being used. We had 2 other people lock themselves to each other on top of a storage facility for equipment so that equipment couldn't be used. And then we had 2 other people who locked themselves to each other in front of a trailer, a work trailer, so that they could prevent work from beginning that day.
Volunteer firefighters and police reportedly responded and began to use the jaws of life to extricate the activists from the scene. But in the process, one of the activists sustained injury. At that point, the remaining protesters unlocked themselves out of concern for their own safety, which is something that Whalen says members of the group must keep in mind when taking protest actions.
When we go into these actions, there is an understanding that the police could use some pain compliance in order to remove you from the site. But I believe this was the first action where we had like overt threats from the police about how they are not just, you know, we might cause you harm in this process, but telling us we're going to cause you harm.
All told, 10 activists from Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and California were arrested, and bond was set at $1,500 for 9 of them, while bond was set at $1,000 for the protester who acted as liaison with police. Total cost of the bond was about $13,500. Whalen says that the group has more resistance actions planned for later in the summer to block construction of other tar sands pipelines in Oklahoma. And frequent visitors to Fayetteville's downtown entertainment district may soon pay more to park. That is, if they park without paying to do so on the U of A's West Annex parking lot. When the city council meets this week, it is expected to approve an ordinance adding the parking lot to the paid parking plan. Sharon Waters, the city's director of parking enforcement and telecommunications, says that the lot has actually been a paid parking lot for years.
The university had put in paid parking. Obviously, they've got maintenance costs for that lot. And the more it's used, then the more maintenance they have to perform on it. you know, they've been good stewards to allow the public to park there. But in order to kind of recoup some of their maintenance costs, I believe it was about 5 years ago, they changed it to a paid lot. Their staff doesn't monitor into the night as long as ours does. And so gradually people have learned that they don't monitor it late at night, and so people have stopped paying.
With increased use comes increased maintenance costs, and Waters says that the move to have the city lease the lot from the U of A will help unify enforcement among the different parking areas in the entertainment district. Waters says that the revenue generated from paid parking on the West Annex lot won't create additional profit for the city, but rather will help offset operational expenses for the paid parking program. She says that the arrangement is similar to other leases that the city holds for private lots in the off-street parking district.
We collect all the money for them, and they get all of the revenue. However, based on the number of spaces that we manage for them, then we allocate the number of spaces proportionately to our budget. So the 63 spaces in the university lot will be divided by the total number of spaces that we utilize, and that will help offset our labor expense, our motor pool, our vehicle charges, our insurance, and that type of thing.
Parking fees and fines for the lot will be the same as for other public parking lots in the entertainment district, and in addition to the kiosks already in place at the lot, users will be able to use any other city-owned kiosks or their smartphones to pay for parking. And the University of Arkansas Fort Smith received a sizable monetary contribution aimed at curbing the nursing shortage in the Fort Smith region. The university announced late last week that the Pendergraft family, longtime philanthropists and supporters of the university, have contributed $1 million to the college's nursing program. Half of that gift will fund two professorships of nursing, which UAFS Chancellor Paul Barron says will allow the college to seek out the best teachers possible to instruct future nurses at the college. Barron says that the other $500,000 will go toward creating a simulation lab space to accommodate the college's growing nursing program.
Actually, we're going to update and equip some space that we've kind of made a makeshift environment for the overflow of Bachelor of Science of Nursing students, and we'll be able to turn that into a first-rate, first-class, hands-on teaching lab with high-tech equipment for the students.
According to UAFS, more than 700 students are in the pipeline for the degree program. Barron says that the college's bachelor's program in nursing has steadily grown in size.
In fact, we've just recently gone to the University of Arkansas board and asked to end our two-year RN program, our associate degree nursing program, and move entirely into Bachelor of Science of Nursing as far as registered nurses go.
The two professorships to be funded by half of the $1 million gift will be named in honor of Jim Hanna and Doug Smith, former business partners of Neil Pendergraft, and Barron says that both were businessmen who recognized the importance of the college in the Fort Smith community. In the Herald and Blanche Calk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.